If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, not for Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com, sponsoring next week, June 5th, the Celebrity Ole Miss Softball Game. That's going to feature Lane Kiffin, Chris Beard, Coach Yo, Dante Moncrief, Terrence Davis, Dexter McCluster, Bradley Sowell, more and more. Come out and join the folks as they raise money for the Grove Collective. And I will be there, hopefully doing play-by-play from the Riverland tent, so come say hello. Mike Clement will be busy, hopefully still deep off in a postseason run for Ole Miss baseball. Oxford Regional this weekend, the regional bracket, the NCAA tournament bracket, I should say, fully released on Monday. Clem, how we doing, first of all? You good?
Good. I'm just, when you were talking about that celebrity softball thing, I've seen Coach Kiffin swing, and it's solid. Like, he will huge baseball fan. Like, when his dad was the D coordinator for the Vikings, he was a little kid, and he told me that he used to keep score for every Twins game, like at his house. Like, he would do box scores. I've seen his swing. I think he's not going to embarrass himself. Coach Beard, I've never seen swing a bat. I'd be interested to see what that looks like. Terrence Davis threw out a first pitch, maybe the Auburn series. Decent arm action. That's not always the case.
He got some,
some of those guys that are freak athletes in football or basketball. Baseball is such a skilled sport that it's pretty gross sometimes. I don't know. Be interesting to watch.
Bradley Sowell was insistent that he get in this game. So now that he is in this game, he's got to deliver, right?
I would guess for someone to be that persistent to be in, I would guess he's got some skill.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I'm guessing if they need somebody to sub just because somebody gets hurt or anything and they call to the dumb redhead in the Riverland tent,
you need to stay away. Stay away. Like, put on a headset, microphone. You stay on the sidelines, buddy.
Thanks, Clem. Good to see you.
Hey, listen. What most people do, because, you know, people, you kind of drive the fan base narrative and all of that. They're going to kiss your rear end.
Okay.
I feel like accountability is important, and you need to hear the truth.
Thank you.
So where I think your gifts are behind a microphone and talking about the action.
Yeah.
But you just stay on the side.
Okay.
That's me helping you out.
Let the record show I am not a good baseball player or softball player, but I'm glad to know that my guy Clem, Ole Miss hitting coach, has such faith in me to go out there and get it done in a celebrity softball tournament if called upon. Thank you so much for that. But also, good to see you, man. It's been a minute since you've been on here talking champions. Powered by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. We've been rolling out the content nonstop ever since Ole Miss got announced as the number 10 overall seed in the NCAA tournament. And the first thing I thought was I got to get Clem on here. I was going to do a live show with you. So the next time you come on here, we're going live and letting the people ask you questions in real time. But today, I just really wanted to, more than anything, get a reaction from you and just inside that building to the draw. Ole Miss has got Georgia Tech coming to town, Western Kentucky, and Murray State. Play Murray State on Friday to start things off. The night game, 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2, if I'm recalling that correctly off the top of my head. But what did the team, the coaches, what was the reaction first and foremost to becoming the number 10 overall seed, the draw, just the tournament bracket itself? What was kind of the reaction from the team and stuff?
I think I've been through this a few times.
Uh-huh.
I think natural human tendency is to say you got the hardest draw ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch the rest of the field and you're like, oh, they got a cakewalk. So I think that's natural human reaction, is to be a little more pessimistic on the draw. But listen, we haven't had postseason baseball for the last 2 years. And so I think the satisfying part was, I say, the run we went on, the season that we had, how consistent we were. I think we were one of, and this sounds a little bit like a backhanded compliment to us and our team, but I think we were one of four teams in the league that never got swept. And we were just remarkably consistent through. Even when we played poorly, we played well enough to keep our head above water and then made some hay, had some huge series wins when you look back on it. And so I think the most satisfying part is to look up, take a breath, which probably won't fully happen until the season is over. But to be the number 10 national seed when we were picked to finish 15th in the league and coming off of the last 2 years is satisfying. So that part of it is great. And I think when you host, you know, you got to beat whoever, there's no easy path to Omaha. You never get there by accident. It's never happened. And so you kind of play who's in front of you. Obviously, we have some good teams coming to Oxford, the team that won the ACC regular season. And I don't think it's probably ever happened in the current format where that team, whoever that is, didn't host. And so I'm sure Georgia Tech feels snubbed on that. We got Western Kentucky, who I think is in the top three in the country in total wins. I think they have 46 wins. And then Murray State, who I would guess is one of the tougher four seeds. You know, we played them early in the year and won a tight game. I think we walked them. I don't think we walked them off. Federico got a base hit and beat them like 8-7. Really offensive club. And, you know, they've done a really good job. So three good teams. There's no pushovers in the group and we'll have to play well to win. I don't know. That really sounds like coach speak, but it's what it is.
Yeah, it is. And it is a tough draw. I mean, look, I was surprised to see Georgia Tech wasn't hosting, right? I mean, this is a team that was in the hosting conversation with y'all going into Hoover. So was Florida. So was Tennessee. And the SEC got what the SEC usually gets, a little bit of a favor as far as like who was getting to host or not. Did anybody surprise you, or did anything really surprise you about the bracket unveiling? In terms of not necessarily hosting or anything, but how everything kind of fell. Was there anything like, wow, I can't believe that is what's happening? I mean, anything really surprising about the bracket to y'all?
Typically there is. And I thought, to the committee's credit, again, not you know, you get so buried in our league and what we're doing, and you kind of lose track a little bit with the rest of the country. And so maybe I'm not the best person to answer that, but I thought it was a pretty good bracket. You know, I thought they got the teams in that were supposed to be in. Always there's going to be one or two teams that feel like they're left out. And frankly, like, you could probably go either way with those last four or five spots. We remember that from 22. We could have easily been left out and been justified doing it, but they were justified in putting us in. And obviously we were happy we were in, but you know, I thought they did a pretty good job. And obviously in our league, it's by far the best baseball conference. And so we were rewarded for that. And certainly happy to see that, you know, you become a fan of your league once those 30 games are over and the conference tournament is over. And so, you know, I think it's a pretty good field. I think they've got it mostly right.
Well, it's interesting because going into Hoover last week, the obvious discussion amongst national media and really local media as well, just anybody that was, you know, trying to figure out how Ole Miss best positions itself for the postseason. There was never a doubt that Ole Miss was going to be in the NCAA tournament, but the hosting discussion, even though Ole Miss had the most quad one wins in the country, even though Ole Miss had a resume that was comparable, if not better, than most teams that were solidly considered hosts. I know that y'all just play it, worry about what's in front of you, but it had to be pretty gratifying to not just – because after this last couple years too, I mean, you mentioned it, in the 2022 – summer of 2022 title run, Ole Miss was the last team named to the NCAA tournament. Last 2 years, back-to-back losing seasons, y'all were firmly in the NCAA tournament. – And while everyone else was kind of hand-wringing about the hosting situation, right, I was trying to keep – I think an important thing is to keep perspective on just how much of a turnaround it was to be so safe. Like, we used to just take for granted regional appearances, like that they're going to the regional. What was the biggest difference, do you think, in terms of this team's mindset to overcome all of that? Because the last 3 years outside of that 10 of 11 games over the summer – were really, really hard. What made this team separate and turn things around to where it wasn't worried about, you know, getting into the NCAA tournament? It was simply worried about how good of a position it was going to be in once it got there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's a good question. I think there's a couple things that come to mind, and it's hard to reflect when you're still
in it,
preparing and in it and all of that. But if I allow myself to do that for this question, I would – a couple things come to mind. One, on the field, it is nearly impossible to be good without a Friday night pitcher. And it's well chronicled, and we don't have to go over it, that Elliott has missed most of the last 2 years. So we get a healthy Elliott back, and he gives us a chance to win every single game one that we play. And so that really can't be understated. And clearly we're better in all areas, no question, than what we've been the last couple of years. But even then, if you just have that guy, that one singular person, it's the difference in, I don't know how many wins, but it's multiple. And so you look at last year specifically, where we finished with 11 SEC wins and everyone that got 13 win it. If he's healthy, no one is going to be able to convince me that we don't have at least 13, but probably closer to what we were this year. And so that would be number one on the field. You know, it's hard to convince me otherwise on that. And then the second thing is the neat thing, and the story would be, and it's come out a little bit, I saw on social media the other night when we were announced as a host, we had a couple of tough weeks in the summer last year, what we thought were tough weeks with some guys defecting and leaving, and good players and certainly guys at the time we did not want to lose. You know, it wasn't us pushing them out the door. You know, they left for a lot of reasons, one of which we didn't win enough, you know. And I don't know if that was the main reason, but that was part of it. And we had a core of guys that said it at the time. It wasn't like, now they're saying it. They said it at the time. Hey, we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that loyalty became very important to us in the moment and has been since. And I think there's a trust factor there and a real loyalty that we feel to them and they feel to us, which is, you know, a little bit more rare now in college athletics. And I think that's real. It's hard to quantify, but it's tangible. You can feel it. And our, you know, from a chemistry, from a makeup standpoint, it's a different feel. Now, the other part of that is when you win, the chemistry is always better. You know, the coach always talks about there's no unhappy people on the plane to Omaha. And that's true. That helps as well, but I'm talking about, you know, and obviously I work with the hitters, so they come to mind really quickly, but I'm talking about Judd Uttermark, Luke Hill, Will Furness, Campbell Smithwick, those returning guys that never wavered last summer when it seemed like, at least from the outside, that man, things were going in the wrong direction. And those guys were steadfast in their loyalty. And not only that, they were our best recruiters too. You know, and because when you recruit, sometimes you sound like a used car salesman and, hey, come on. And this is the history of this program and all of those things that you sell and should sell. But then when kids come in and they talk to the current players, I think there's a real impact and genuineness that they hear from them. And it's not just a sales pitch from a coach. You know, then you get the guys that we got that have been hugely important and impactful to our program and kind of why we are where we are, at least at this point.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Well, it's pretty fascinating too, because in Hoover, y'all have been a good team all year. I think that's what I've tried to kind of impress upon anybody's asking, like, the difference between this team. Like, this team rode the roller coaster way better than either of the last two teams, right? Like, even a terrible day like the Kids Day game in the midweek and losing to Little Rock, that's bad. And yet they recover and always found a way to answer back. And that's just something that was absent. I think it's a leadership thing. I think it's a number of different things, not the least of which was, you know, guys really settling in who they are as baseball players. Will Furness can say, hey, we're not going anywhere, but if you're not hitting, you know, it doesn't really matter. And now Will Furness has had a very productive year at the plate. He's been that everyday first baseman and that galvanizing force in the middle of the lineup. Judd Uttermark, can you stay healthy? Judd, you're a freak athlete. But go out there and have that Tim Elko-like breakout year for a true title contender. That's exactly what he's done, playing arguably out of position but not looking that way at second base. There are a lot of guys like that. And then in Hoover, you're seeing a team really – that is was playing his best, the best ball it's played all year, because we hadn't seen games played like that. Close games, 3-1, 3-2, because the pitching depth that was a question really came into play. So it had to be pretty, it has to be pretty encouraging too, that yes, this team with this group, older team, some guys that are only going to be here for a year, like Mitch Sanford, Isaac Humphrey, Ryan Moore, we're going to have to replace all those guys. But Cade Townsend, right, who all year developmentally continued to work, continued to progress, had him a big opportunity this SEC tournament and showed out. Walker Hooks, he had a great Sunday. I know that he gave up the homer and stuff like that, but, man, you needed at least four innings out of him. That man went out there and stuff. There's so many guys out there that are program guys that are also coming on at the right time, which has to be tremendously encouraging.
Yeah, you nailed it, and that's been the fun part. It's not one way to win a game. You know, we've won plenty of games over the course of the year, 10-8, and then you go to Hoover, which no team in our league, maybe save a couple, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, are built to play in that kind of ballpark. It plays huge. There's a ton of foul ground.
That Luke Hill, like, I thought he had a homer off the bat, Cliff.
Luke is not happy after that, and came into the dugout after that game or after that at bat and said, hey, that's gonna be a home run next week. It's fine. And so that part of what we do is tough over there, because it's so much different environment and always has been. You know, you look at the scores over the course of my 10 years in Hoover, they're just much different. But I say all that to say, we won games 3-1, which didn't happen early in the year. We won games 5-2. We won games, you know, whatever the scores were, 3-1. And so winning games in different ways, playing a bunch of close games and facing off against Florida's Friday guy and then Arkansas's Friday guy, and then the arms we saw against LSU and Vanderbilt. So just the way that we won was huge. And then obviously getting on a run and the confidence and all of those things. And then there's a lot on the line. Like, it's not lost on our guys that we needed to go there and initially, hey, we need to win one game and we're going to be in a good position to host. And then there was no doubt you have to beat Arkansas to host. And then, you know, it just felt like every day we woke up, it's like, well, yeah, and we need to win this one. We joked before the championship game, hey, we still need to win two more games to host, even though we felt really confident at that point that it was done and the hay was in the barn and we were going to host. So with pressure and all of those things, our guys answered the call, and it was really satisfying. It was fun to be a part of.
What were you like? What was that like, though? Because that was initially what I was going to ask you about. Because it's past that now. I mean, Ole Miss is the number 10 overall seed and all these kind of things. But it was weird because everyone kind of knew what the assignment was. After Ole Miss beat Florida, everyone was like, all right, that's it, right? And then, well, now you got to beat Arkansas. Now you got to beat LSU. I don't understand why Ole Miss was in the position. Was it because of the RPI? But the RPI was right there in range with everybody else. Why was Ole Miss being treated like, well, you got to really kick the dang door down, otherwise you're getting left out of here? What do you think?
I don't know the answer to that. We certainly went into it. And listen, with the way that our bullpen has pitched, anytime you go into a game where we have our full complement of arms at our disposal, we're going to be really hard to beat. Talking about if you have Morris ready and you have McCausland ready and you have Spencer ready, you have Elliott on the mound, the other team's probably not scoring a bunch of runs in that game. And so we went into it, or at least me, I don't know that it was really said, but hey, we need to go win a game. We need to beat Florida. And we feel really good about our host chances. So we started Elliott and so on a little bit of short rest, and we used Morris and we used Spencer. Like, we rolled it out there, with the thought of, we're going to do everything we can to win this game.
'Cause that's it.
And then that wasn't it. So I don't know the answer to that, but obviously it worked out in the end. And it wasn't that we snuck in and we're one of those back three or four or five hosts. We were the number 10 national seed. So it worked out well, and it's where we should be. It's what we've earned.
And guys like Cade Townsend are a big, big part of that and encouraging for next year and how y'all build out the roster. And We'll worry about that another time. But looking ahead to this weekend, you mentioned the return of postseason baseball to Swayze. And that's probably the biggest thing of all of this right now is, look, Ole Miss is one of those schools in college baseball where regionals is assumed. It's, are we hosting? And then are we hosting Supers, right? So seeing the return of postseason baseball to Ole Miss and Swayze Field specifically is, I think, the biggest takeaway from it, regardless of what happens. And hopefully it ends in Omaha and with a national championship just like 2022. But that first beer shower, Clem, after a home run this weekend is going to be pretty special because I think one thing that Ole Miss fans have missed the most is being that, like, national power that, of course, they're hosting. Of course, so to see it come back, I think, is one of the most important things here. And it's really cool that the fans get to be a part of that again, you know?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And listen, it's hugely impactful because part of that, everything you're saying is right. Like, Oxford deserves it. It's huge for our town, especially this time of year where we kind of hit that lull of, you know, the sleepy little town where the students are out and all of that. I think it's
huge. We love it because the traffic getting bad, but
for a few more days, I guess it's coming back. But for all those reasons, it's huge for our community. But on the baseball field, the other thing is, you don't get any SEC schools in here for a regional, right? Like that's part of it, and it doesn't matter if you're an ACC school or a Conference USA school or Ohio Valley. These schools will come in here and be in an atmosphere that they haven't seen all year. And so as far as winning baseball games, it is huge. You know, it's hard to play in that atmosphere if you haven't been a part of it. And so, man, it is a huge advantage for us on the field, like as far as wins and losses go, when there's 10, 11, 12,000 people in the stadium and you're not playing Mississippi State or Vanderbilt, who are kind of used to that and it, you know, they're not going to come out and be super intimidated by that because that's what we do in our league. Well, these schools have never played in this atmosphere. And so that's where on the field, the home field advantage comes in. Like it's huge. You know, I remember, you know, we're facing in 2021, we're facing SEMO when we pitched off and saved Nikhazy for Florida State the next day. And Derek Diamond is pitching. And the kid that SEMO is throwing has been in the big leagues with the Braves, Dylan Dodd. And I'm nervous.
Didn't know that.
I'm nervous and I do not feel great about it. And Elko hits a grand slam in like the third inning and that place erupted. And it just, like, the impact on the game is enormous, you know, and that's not even to speak of what we talked about first, the impact on the city and all of that.
I completely forgot that Ole Miss played Dylan Dodd. I completely forgot that.
I didn't.
Good prospect. But you brought up Tim Elko, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. This year, Ole Miss set a new single-season record in just a couple of months for most players promoted in a single year to Major League Baseball. Your guy, Doug Nikhazy, who you have gushed about and fawned over for an eternity. Gunnar Hoglund, of course, who I think is going to be the best prospect or the best MLB player of them all. Tim Elko and Ryan Rollison. What do you think about that? It's got to be a source of pride, but it's really cool that Ole Miss has done this, but guys that were so important, like Doug and Gunnar, didn't get the run at Ole Miss that they deserved because of COVID or injury, whatever it might be. I could see the pain in your eyes. You know what I mean? When I bring up that Doug and Gunnar didn't get a full year together. Tim Elko has been through so much. He's been sitting back down, but hit three bombs in a couple of weeks. What was that like as a former coach, and just how did y'all celebrate that,
man,
Mike? Yeah, throughout the building,
you just turn into a fan. Like it's so cool, so satisfying. Like sitting in a hotel room in Starkville, and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I get a text from Elko, and we talk regularly, and it said, "Hey, do you have a second?" And I said, "Yes." And so obviously, all of us, Tim Elko fans were waiting on the call, and we all felt like it was long overdue. And he called me and I said, well, this can only mean a couple things. Number one, is your family okay? And he said, yeah, everybody's good. And I said, all right, let's hear it. And so he said he got called up and, you know, it's emotional. Like it's awesome. It's awesome. You turn into a fan. And, you know, the only thing that I regret and the whole thing with all four of those guys is that, you know, our season's going on and you can't be there. But really cool, really cool. And listen, you know, those guys all played sometime in the span of Rollo 2018 through 2022. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out, hey, we were really good in that span. And to be really good, you have big leaguers. And so super satisfying to see those guys go up and fulfill their dream. And yeah, it's awesome. Just turn into a huge fan.
Well, it's one thing that I don't want to get lost here with these promotions. I was there on Bloody Monday when Ryan Rollison got drafted and couldn't even enjoy it, right? Like he was robbed of that. And we were all like, Mike said in the post game, he was like, it's unfair to this kid that this was today and all this kind of stuff because he's devastated, but also is the greatest day of his life. To see Rollo, who's been through it a little bit in the minors, you know, he's coming out of the bullpen now, to get that call up and to get to experience that, I was so happy for him individually because, of course, I was happy for Doug. We knew Doug was going to get there. We knew Gunnar was going to get there. Hell, we knew Tim was going to get there. Rollo, especially with how it started, that kid got absolutely screwed, right, to start as a first rounder. To see him make it, man, I was pumped for him, dude.
He's one of the few humans out there that got $3 million. Like, hey, here is $3 million and couldn't even enjoy it. You know, like drafted in the first round, the 22nd pick, something like that. And he couldn't even, I mean, it just had to have been just crazy emotions for him on that night. And it was tough. It was tough. People ask me all the time, hey, how long did it take you to eat? Hey, in 2022, when you finally won it, did that help with the sting of 2018? And I said, as soon as I get over 18, I'll let you know. You know, it's never going to happen on this side of eternity. And so, that was a tough one. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, I only brought it up to say to Ryan Rollison, of course, making it about yourself, Clem, to say, Ryan, I'm so glad he got that moment that was robbed of him on that shitty day. But also,
You're right. Like, and he has been through it, two shoulder surgeries. You're right. Like, awesome kid.
To Ole Miss baseball and telling the story of Mike Bianco and Ole Miss baseball for the last 25 years. He's and part of it.
DFA'd, I think, at some point, and like kicked off the 40 man and then had to like pitch his way and earn his way to the big leagues. Really cool. Really cool.
Really cool. This weekend, again, Ole Miss baseball returns, or postseason baseball returns to Ole Miss this weekend with the Oxford Regional, number 10 overall seed versus Murray State. Then the winner, or yeah, whatever, they got Georgia Tech and Western Kentucky as well. Give me a quick synopsis. We've already touched on Georgia Tech, a good baseball team, probably should have been a host, but Murray, we've already played this year, played it to extra innings. It was a tough one, Western Kentucky. But, you know, this draw, while tough, was kind of like the scout from an offensive standpoint against their pitching and kind of how you are going about it. I don't give away too much, obviously, because you got games to play, but what's kind of the scout of this draw particularly?
Yeah, I assume Murray State throws their number one at us, a right-hander who's had a good year. They're more of an offensive team. You know, it's a team we're going to need to score runs against to win. They swing the bats really, really well. That's clearly their strength. An older group. And then Western Kentucky's very well balanced. It's a little harder scout with them and Murray only because it's not really apples to apples. You know, it's like you look at the numbers and they're great. But obviously the leagues that they're playing in are a little bit different than ours or the ACC or the Big 12 or whatever it is. And there's less data to go over because their games aren't on TV as much. You don't get the TrackMan and True Media. You don't get all the data. And so it's a little tougher scout with those teams, but they've won a ton of games. You know, I think the least win total is Murray State with 38 wins, which is a ton of wins, of the four teams in the regional. Western Kentucky is like 46-12 and just had a phenomenal year. Their coach does a great job, won junior college national championship, and has been at Western Kentucky for maybe 3 or 4 years and has done a great job there. I think they're like fourth in the country in ERA, can really pitch it, but they're complete. They got a guy with 45 stolen bases and are really offensive as well. And then Georgia Tech, their MO is offense, and has been for a long time and can really swing the bats, and obviously won the ACC and have one of the best players in the country and Drew Burris, who is a sophomore, has like already hit over 40 home runs in 2 years there. So we'll certainly have our hands full. We'll have to play well to win. There's no doubt about it.
I love it that it's still a sore spot to bring up 2018, Clem. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Still, look at you. Just like, son of a
yeah, most talented team I've ever coached.
The disgust on your face is one of the funniest things in the long time I've been talking to you. He's Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach. Ole Miss postseason baseball returns to Ole Miss in Swayze Field this weekend, starting Friday with Ole Miss and Murray State. Thank you, Clem, for coming on and doing this again. Best of luck in the NCAA tournament as y'all make another run. I'm thrilled for you and for Mike and for Carl. Because, look, nobody's taken the last couple of years harder than y'all. So y'all deserve some love, man, and some all the credit in the world. So I'm happy for you, my friend, and I look forward to seeing Ole Miss baseball this weekend in Swayze in the postseason, as it was supposed to be. So congratulations, man. We'll talk again.
Thanks, pal. God bless.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.